Hello and welcome to Indie Business Podcast. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Well, guys, we are smack dab in the middle of another fantastic holiday season. I can't believe that 2011 is coming to a close in just a few short days. What a fantastic year it's been. And for those of you who are my indies out there, and for those of you who have small and independent business owners around the country, I want you to know that we are hosting on January 14th, 2012, a worldwide indie business meetup coming to your town. Now, I want you to check out meetup.com/indie business to get all the details. There are already 13 or 14 communities all across the country that have planned meetings for that Saturday, January 14th. It's fun, it's free, it's low pressure, it's networking, it's masterminding at its best with small business owners in your community. Make sure you check out meetup.com/indie business. Let's start off 2012 together, networking, lifting each other up, encouraging each other. It's going to be a great year. But before we get to 2012, we have to close out 2011, and that means getting through the holidays. And you know what? We've got someone here on the show today who is going to be able to help us do just that. Her name is Gina Rathkind, and she leads the Veda Sun Company in New Jersey. And this woman is, well, she is just someone that I call the anti-anxiety guru. And she has helped me, and I know so many other people, to sort of push through the stress and just the overwhelming pressures that sometimes come down on us as women and as small business owners to really find what it is that can help us relax ourselves and still be productive and effective in our businesses, but, you know, just not drive ourselves crazy doing it. And she has a wonderful story to share about how she did this for herself, and now she spreads the word far and wide about how you can actually use stress to de-stress. She's going to tell us about that on today's show. Gina, welcome to Indie Business Podcast.
Hello, Donna Maria. Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, Gina, one of the things I love about, you know, my audience doesn't know your story, but I know a little bit about your story. But one of the things I love about Veda Sun and the business that you formed is you have managed to form this business fully around yourself and not allowed the pressure of being successful in business to force you to stay in sort of a business place that wasn't working for you. And that's really sort of the catalyst, it seems, for what has helped you create these programs to help us de-stress and release some of this anxiety. So tell our listeners a little bit, Gina, about your story and how you really, you know, came to some really, you know, heart-wrenching, life-changing decisions that you had to do something about the stress in your life and in your business.
Okay, well, you know, my journey actually to, you know, better health began once I really started putting myself first. And, you know, in my first career was as a hairstylist, as you know, for 20 years. And for the last 7 of those 20s, it was being a salon owner as well. And, you know, you really tend to not put yourself first when in those situations. You know, it may sound selfish. Some people say, oh, I want to, you know, I should put myself first. But, you know, as a hairstylist, I was a people pleaser, basically, you know, for the first, I don't know, 10 or so years of my life. And I would sacrifice myself for my clients. And I know this happens as well in our families, right? And we don't want to let others down. You know, we don't want to let our clients down, our customers down, our families down. So what I realized was that I really started to have to put, well, I was letting myself down by putting others first. And it was hard. It was a hard decision for me. You know, I left that career last year, and it was a tough decision. But through all my years of anxiety, it really led me, I allowed it to lead me to what I'm doing now. And like you said, you know my story, and you know I had to, or I chose to leave that industry because And it was hard because, you know, the money was there and it was a great atmosphere. I had all my clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
But something was pulling me to do this work that I'm doing now. So, you know, I just trusted what I was feeling and took the leap.
Okay, so I love your short but very potent sentence. Sacrifice yourself to please your customers. That's a really, that's what, seven words, but it is really filled with meaning. So, you know, let's start with big picture. We're going to get into some of the details, Gina, but, you know, big picture,
sure.
You're talking to small business owners out there, and you know a lot of my listeners make handmade products. They are not just marketing, not just selling, but they're also investing time making things, and, of course, they want to please their customers. What is the big picture, Gina, when it comes to not sacrificing yourself to please your customers? Is it possible to have a demanding business and a demanding life, because a lot of these people have children and husbands and dogs and the whole nine yards? Can
right.
you have both? And if so, what are some of your, again, big picture tips on how to do that?
You can definitely have both. And my big picture tips are you really need to take care of yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. You know, it's when we feel stress or anxiety, we tend to want to push it away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't want to deal with it, or you know, our body wants to give us a message, and that's how it does it. It sends us the stress and anxiety, and the big picture thing to really take care of that, because we're not going to be free of that. You know, we're not going to cure anxiety, because it actually is, it's an important messenger for us. So the thing is to really pay attention when we want to learn to pay attention when we feel that stress and anxiety in our body. So that's the first thing, Donna Marie, is to allow yourself to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't push it away.
Oh. Okay, so part of that then is, number one, thing that is going to come, but then the other part of it is, I guess, what do we do when it comes? Do we ignore it and keep, you know, plugging away, or do we stop for a minute and do something else?
You stop and take a moment just for yourself to feel where that anxiety is living in your body. You know, when we have anxiety or stress, our body reacts with sensations, right? So we want to take, even if you take a minute or two out, just to stop and just notice where that feeling is in your body. And it could be a knot in your stomach. It could be a lump in your throat. Just to really allow those sensations to be there and not push them away. Because when you push them away, that's when they come back. And they keep coming back until they form, you know, they might make us get sick, or they might have us get a cold or a flu or a headache, and then we can't work.
So they compound
themselves
if we don't take the 2 or 3 minutes intermittently throughout the day, throughout the week, to handle them. They come back not just the way they were, but they've been compounded.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not that these feelings won't surface again. I mean, maybe in an hour you might have to stop again because you're like, oh, my heart's pounding. You know, just stop and just notice that. You can put a hand on your heart and just take a breath.
And that's a really good point, too, because you said it may be different. Like, even in our own lives, like the holiday season for people that are in retail, you know, you may have to stop a whole lot more than you normally do throughout the year.
Right.
So you're saying it's partly becoming in tune with your body, listening to that anxiety, and pinpointing it and doing what works for you. So it takes some real focus and some real intention to find, first of all, how to listen to it if you're not used to that, but then what to do
right.
and what works to soothe you, to work for you to de-stress.
Exactly, right. And it could be, you know, taking some deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, closing your eyes and just, like I said, feeling that sensation.
Mm.
It could be to dance if you're not in a retail store, but if you're home. You know, it could be to just kind of shake, you know, shake your body, shake that off, and just.
Mm.
But, you know, the body, getting awareness of, or gaining awareness of your body is the biggest thing too, because it doesn't lie. It's trying to get our attention, right?
Oh,
that something needs to be looked at.
Well, and let's talk about that awareness of your body. For some people, it comes naturally. Maybe they were raised that way. Perhaps they maybe discovered some of your tips that you're sharing at a young age, and so it's become a part of their lives. But for others, and I guess you, a while ago, before you made this sort of, you know, life transition, it wasn't. You just sort of went with that anxiety-filled flow and kept on going with it.
Yeah, it took a while. It took many years to get to that point, but yeah.
So where does a person listening today who is, even right now, they're listening to the show and they're trying to do this and they're trying to do that, and thank you for listening to the show, by the way, but you're trying to, you've got, you know, and there's a child over there who needs your attention, but you have to finish this, and where do you start? How do you start with this? I know, I guess it starts in your mind, but you're listening to the show and it's already started in your mind, so what do you do? Do you just, like, write,
well,
just stop?
Well, this is where even, like the feelings of not, you know, not feeling your sensations can compound.
Mm-hmm.
This is where not taking time for yourself every day will compound.
Mm, okay.
So it really starts with paying attention to yourself on a daily basis. And that, you know, people say, like, oh, I don't have time for that. But seriously, it can start with 5 to 10 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just as not feeling your sensations can compound, this compounds in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 to 10 minutes a day,
mm-hmm.
that doing that, compounding your awareness, you know, because mm-hmm. what you're going to do basically is, you know, choose what you want to do for those 5 to 10 minutes. It can be in the morning, it can be night. Both times would be the best. But, you know, it might be something that you like to do. So you can, say you get up and you want to stretch, or
mm-hmm.
you want to begin to meditate. So you just sit in meditation for 5 minutes. You can journal, you can pray, you can, you know, do breath work or read something inspirational. This is key. This is so important. This is where it starts. This is where you begin to gain awareness of your life and of your body, the inner body, because we're so aware of what's going on outside of us, right? But we're not always aware. We want to bring more attention to what's going on within us.
Mm-hmm. And so I would imagine that for some people this is really, really hard. So, if it is, Gina, right, that they don't have to think that they have to suddenly sort of start meditating and daggone it, have fun doing it. They can literally start with like 30 seconds of just sitting and maybe just breathing. I mean, can it be that simple for some people for whom this is just, you know, pie in the sky, or it's so foreign to them because of where they are in their lives or even just in their busy day today?
Absolutely. Any amount of time you spend bringing attention to your being, you know, your yourself and the attention inside yourself, whether you start with 30 seconds, absolutely. I mean, any little bit, it's like, you know, Eckhart Tolle, you know, he says to become present, it starts with one conscious breath.
Mm-hmm.
So just taking one deep conscious breath and really being there, taking that breath, that's what it starts with.
So let's
absolutely.
Just say right now, here we are. Let's do this, okay, because it can be really short, right? And why don't you walk us through 30 seconds of this right now for anyone who's listening? You know, turn up the volume, you know, stop doing, if you can, what you're doing, or put yourself in a position where you can sort of let it run on its own for the next minute, and let's let Gina walk us through this. Can you do that?
Sure, absolutely. So, yeah, whether you're standing or sitting, just allow yourself to just be here in this moment. Just bring your attention, close your eyes and bring your attention within, and just notice any sensations in your body. And just notice them. We're not judging them. We're not labeling them. We're just noticing them. That's all you have to do. Whether it's something that feels good or doesn't feel good, just notice that it's there. And then just take a nice, deep belly breath. And if you want, you can put your hands on your belly and just watch your belly. Even with your eyes closed, you're just going to put your attention on your belly and just watch your belly as you inhale and your belly rises. And as you exhale, your belly falls closer to your body. And then just do it again. Take a deep belly breath in. Watch the belly rise. And then let it out as the belly falls. And Donna Maria, that's all it takes. If you can do that every day, that's all it takes.
I feel that. I did really do that with you, and I hope our listeners are as well. And I will tell you that the first sensation I felt when you first started and said, just feel it, whether it's positive or negative, was a negative thing. It was a negative thing. And I think for a lot of people, maybe I should just speak for myself, but I talk to a lot of women, so I think a lot of us experience this. That one negative thing is enough to say, okay, stop this. Back to what I was doing because I wasn't feeling that.
Because you weren't feeling what?
I wasn't feeling that negative thing. When I stopped,
Fortuna
told me to stop what I was doing. I was enjoying what I was doing. I wasn't paying attention to anything but the pleasure of what I was doing. When I stopped and sat down and followed your instructions, and you said the first thing you do is feel it, whatever comes, feel it, whether it's good or bad or negative or whatever. And the first thing I felt that came to my mind was negative. And so my initial gut, I didn't do it because I'm trying to follow instructions. My gut was, okay, stop this. Enough of that. I'm going to go back to what I was doing before because I wasn't feeling that negative, that not positive thing. Do you think that trips people up and they just kind of go, well, enough of that. I'm going back to the other thing, even though that may be the very thing that is causing the negativity. Is it that circular sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be because, you know, we do run away from those negative feelings. That's why they keep reappearing. Mm-hmm. And maybe when you're maybe you were in the moment. The people were in the moment doing what they're doing, and that's perfectly fine when you're doing your business and working in the moment without all these stories going on in your head, like, oh, I should be doing that. I should be picking up my child. I should be cooking my meal. You know, if you're in the moment and really there working on your product or whatever, your jewelry or, you know, your body lotion, and you're in the now doing it with none of that commentating going on in your head, then that's, you know, that they're already in the moment and you're good. But it's when it's that compounding of the negative feelings that come in, and we all feel them, you know, the doubt, the vulnerability, and all that stuff of putting ourselves out there, our products, our services. And if we don't listen to that, that's what can compound. Like with me, it compounded into not only anxiety, but an autoimmune issue. You know, the anxiety wasn't enough of a message. My body's like, okay, I'm going to give you a bigger message.
Okay.
So, so it's and when there's something that shows up like that, a negative thought, or not even a thought, a sensation in your body.
That's
where you want to pay attention to that. Like, you know, and not with, like, oh, I can't believe I'm feeling like this again. You know, that's judgment, and that's resisting how you're feeling. But if you accept, okay, I'm feeling negative right now, and add curious, you know, become curious about it, I wonder what that's from.
Right.
And just see what shows up.
Right. So in your particular case, you came to this realization, I know, just because I know a little bit about it, it came really over time, and you have literally, in the past year and a half, 2 years, transformed your whole entire life from a business that you loved that was causing you, you know, to have feelings that you've been describing, to a business that you love that is fulfilling you. And you're not stress-free. I know that.
Right.
You're not
right.
stress-free. It's not like you don't have anxiety anymore, but you have discovered a way to fit that business around your life in a way that complements you and putting you first.
Yes.
So what was that process like? I mean, that you had customers who I guess, you know, who's cutting their hair, who's giving them the fabulous hairstyle that they always had. And I know you had lots of products, and you had a full aromatherapy line. How did you do that? And, you know, sort of still maintain your, I guess, your equilibrium as you made this transition to something that you didn't know what it was exactly going to look like as you were doing it?
Yeah, well, the main thing, like I said earlier, is I realized that I have to do what's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
It just came to that point where I realized that, and I took care of myself throughout this whole transition. And yeah, it was tough with the clients. I started 5 months ahead, you know, with them, telling them what I'm doing and trying to make it a smooth transition for them. And with the aromatherapy products, I had people, you know, wanting me to buy, you know, make 3, 4, 5 products so that they can have them when I stop making them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just comes back to anytime something showed up within me, like, and a lot of it was, am I making the right decision? Because that's a big thing too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even just making decisions on their own, you know, am I doing the right thing? And any time those kind of things showed up, that's when stress and anxiety would appear.
Mm.
So I allowed myself to be with those feelings and not push them away, you know. So any time, I just really did the work, Donna Marie. I did the inner work,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, and again, I just kept coming back to, you know, throughout this journey too, I realized and learned what's important to me and what my values are.
Mm-hmm.
So learning those things too, you know, it made me see what ones weren't being filled, you know, like my value of freedom was not being filled in my hair career. So, you know, that's a disconnect there. So I was able to see all these things and just really realize, well, I'm here on this earth once. What do I want to do?
I love that you said that. My value, you discovered what was important to you and named it. And then you claimed it by making your actions follow along with that.
Yes.
And that is
yes,
hard
even
work.
When it is, because stuff shows up. Stuff still shows up sometimes right now, you know, even with money. Like, and, it, you know, I just work it through. I just allow it to be there. I sit with it.
Right.
And it's the only true way to heal is to feel everything that comes up. And, it, you know, and, you know, through life as we go, there's going to be ups and downs. So it's not that you're and never going to feel anxious again or feel, you know, doubt or vulnerable or be vulnerable again, but you'll be okay while you're feeling that way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like if I'm feeling anxious, I bring, like I said, bring curiosity to it. Why is this showing up? What's important to me right now? What's the best thing for me to do? And then, yeah, so it's just, it's really all about that inner journey, making the decision to commit to yourself,
mm-hmm.
to really go there.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah.
Right. And so once you made that decision, the hard work, we don't have time for you to share exactly mm-hmm. what you went through, but I know you share your story on some of your calls and other gatherings that you share. Tell us a little bit, Gina, about where you found support and where we can find support for this transition from some of the products and services that you offer.
Well, definitely I found support through finding someone to help me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a spiritual psychotherapist and healer that I still talk to, actually. She's become a very, very close to me. And so finding someone that you can find support through
mm-hmm.
is a big thing. And also, you know, I have one-on-one coaching services. I'm doing a anxiety-busting virtual retreat at the end of January.
Okay.
And all that stuff can be found at my site, which is vedasun.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, research. Yeah, I did a lot of research on when I had anxiety. Luckily, I chose that I wanted to get better. So I started researching, going to the bookstores and finding out, you know, what helps this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I learned about meditation and yoga mm-hmm. and guided meditations. If you don't like to meditate,
mm-hmm.
get one that you can listen to. You know, I have guided mm-hmm. meditations, or you might mm-hmm. search some online.
Mm-hmm. And people don't have to change their whole business in order to follow, you know, their inner self in terms of getting to the point that's similar to where you at. You decided to change yours, but people listening don't feel like you have to, you know, dump your whole business and start a whole new business. There are things that you can do starting with, you know, the 30 or the 60-second breathing that we did earlier today that can allow you to keep what you love. Just change your lifestyle around it so that you can do it without feeling these, you know, burdening anxiety things, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And just knowing what's important to you, and you change your perspective on things. You don't sweat the small stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I love that it starts with you knowing what your values are, because you can't change your life to accommodate what makes you feel good and be productive without knowing what's important to you first. That's where the real
absolutely
is, right?
Yeah, yeah. Knowing your values is really big, and that's something that's the first thing I do with my clients. It's like a values clarification process.
Right.
And it really is. It's powerful to know them and to articulate them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. I love that. I remember the first time I created a visualization of my values. I did it alongside a vision board activity. And my life began to change. It wasn't like, you know, the clouds didn't open up and suddenly everything changed. But I was able to then make decisions based on not what I had to do, but what I had to do through the lens of what was important to me.
Yeah. Yes.
And there is great freedom in that. There's great freedom.
Yeah.
In that.
Yeah, oh, it's so worth knowing that, right?
Yes, and there's so much more we could talk about. But I want you guys to go to vedasun.com. Let me spell that. V-E-D-A-S as in Sam, U-N. Vedasun.com, where you will inhale, enjoy, and exhale with Gina Rathkind. And take a look at her anxiety relief toolkit and other information that she has at her site to help you manage the stress and anxiety and still be productive and love your life. Thank you so much, Gina, for sharing your tips. It's been fantastic, and I look forward to taking advantage of some of these products as well. All right, guys, vedasun.com, you need to check it out. Happy holidays. This is it for 2012. 2011. I will see you in 2012, Gina.
Thank you so
everyone.
Much.
I'll see you in 2012. In the meantime, enjoy your life. Build your business and have your way.